Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the mirror waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide. Till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide, receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is daily, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick and lead the blind. Judge and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness, false and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to pardon all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life, the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by
What is your foundation? That's what I want to speak about this morning. How do you decide what is right? On what basis do you make decisions? What are you building your life on? Do you have a solid foundation? Are you wise or are you a fool? Those are the thoughts that I have that I want to ponder, and you want to look at a bunch of scriptures, and that we can be solid. Let's look at Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Very familiar passage, but I think it's a very, very important passage. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. There is another, I think it's in Mark, is the parallel passage to this, and it uses the word foundation. In there too. It is extremely important that we have a solid foundation. And that's what Jesus is saying here. He's likening this to building on a rock or on sand. So first I want to talk about some good foundations that we should build on, and then we're going to talk about some bad foundations. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I think the whole chapter is good, so we're going to read the whole chapter. There's one part in there that I'm really thinking of, but let's read the whole thing and then we'll discuss that a little. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So we take note here that even though the people are building some with stone and some with precious, or with silver and gold, and some with wood, hay, and stubble, so some are building with really quality building materials and others are building with cheaper, it's all building upon the foundation that's already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. And that's why down here farther it says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Because he is still building on that foundation. It is extremely important that we get a solid foundation. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. So here we have that Jesus Christ is the foundation. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to look at this from a few different angles, but if you would note, all of them are that Jesus Christ is the foundation, as far as what a good foundation is. About foundation. I wrote on the board there when I started, what is your foundation? And then we read about the wise man building his house on the rock and the foolish man building his house on the sand. And we just read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, which basically says that Jesus is the foundation we need to build upon.
You should mention there, you didn't make a very important point about the works that burned up or ones that don't burn up, and you're still saved.
Well, let's reread that little piece. Starting at verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For another foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So we have here that there's some are building with cheaper building materials, but they are building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And so their work burns up, but they are saved. So the point is that it is extremely important that we have a good foundation to build on. It does matter what we build on after that too, because we don't want our work to burn up. But the most important is that we get something solid to start with. You could build with the best gold and silver and rocks, and if you put it on a bunch of sand, why, it's going to crumble. Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth in a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So here we have the apostles and the prophets being part of the foundation, but Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. So I think we could make a point there that the Bible, what the apostles said, what the prophets said, all of that is part of, should be part of our foundation. Okay, Hebrews. Wait, I got one I injected in here. Matthew 21, 42. Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And let's read the next two verses. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. So there in verse 42, the stone which the builders rejected, we know that that is Christ. He has become the head of the corner. Okay, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from good works and faith toward God. So, here it's saying to not lay it again. That's assuming that it has been laid. And that foundation is repentance from dead works and faith toward God. So there we see another part of the foundation. One of the very critical parts of our foundation is repentance from everything bad. Here it says of dead works. And then of faith toward God. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We're going to go into some scriptures here that would indicate that the scriptures are to be our foundation. 2 Timothy, and that's because I'm in 1 Timothy. And I could really screw it up. Alright, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we need to study. study the word of truth. Okay, back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29. Here we have an example of some people who were not. They were erring. They didn't have a solid foundation. It says, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. And I won't read the rest because it's kind of a different subject. But they're just to bring out the point, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures. Okay, John 5. I think there are some people who would believe that the Bible, like the book itself, the paper and the ink, are like something sacred. And I think if we get that focus, we got the wrong focus. That's not the correct foundation. And here it says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. It is important that we remember that what the Bible, that we are doing what the Bible says, that it is pointing to that foundation of Christ. Not necessarily that the physical paper is something extra special or something. It is what it is saying. It is the words of truth that we need to digest and we need to make part of us. Okay, Acts 17, verse 2. Acts 17, verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them three Sabbaths, and reasoned with them out of the scriptures. There we have an example of Paul was using the scriptures as his basis for reasoning with these people. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Sorry, I'm jumping back and forth back to the same spots again, but I kind of organized this train of thought rather than necessarily where it was in the Bible.
The scriptures he was using to reason were Old Testament.
That's right. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Okay, and then there is one other aspect of this foundation. It is still that same thing, that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. We find it in Matthew 22. Another thing that needs to be in our, like I said at the beginning, on what basis do you make decisions? On how do you decide what is right? If this principle here is not in place, you got something wrong. Master, this is a lawyer talking to Jesus. Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So loving God and loving your neighbor is what all the law and the prophets hang on. All of God's laws, everything he tells us to do has something to do with love for God or love for our fellow man. And I think that is a very critical thing for us to keep in mind in determining what is right and in determining our decisions is that in place. Okay, I want to do a little demonstration. And we're going to do it out in the kitchen because that's where the table is. We're going to sing a song. So if everybody wants to come out there, and then we'll come back in, and then we'll cover the bad foundations that we do not want to build. Now I want to cover some bad foundations. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So we're talking about rock foundations. And if you notice that lighthouse, it's still sitting there yet after the floods came. Now we're going to talk about building on sand, and we don't want to do this part. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say I have baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides that, I know not whether I baptized any other. So, the foundation we're looking at here is other men. I'm thinking of, like, there's cults, there's different groups of people where people start following a man. Here we had, they were talking about, I of Paul, I of Apollos. A bad foundation. Even though some of those people are really good people. Paul was a really good person, but if we start following Paul instead of following Paul as he followed Christ, following Christ, we get off track. There are some modern day examples that I think of. One would be Bill Gothard. Maybe some of you probably not ever heard of him, but he's a fellow, there are some people that kind of almost, I would say, worship him. Jimmy Swaggart. There was Dale Heise and Denny Kenniston. Michael Pearl. These men said many good things, but people got off track when they started following them instead of Christ. It is a really, really important foundation that we do not build on, is starting to follow others. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, because that, we had read that earlier about that no other foundation can, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Verses 3 and 4 says, for you are carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I of Paul, and another, I of Apollos, are you not carnal? Now again, the same thing. And then in verses
11, 12?
No, it was at the end of the chapter. I think it's supposed to be 21 through 23. I have 2 through 23. I know that's not right. Yeah, 21. That's right. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. So, let's not build on other men. That doesn't mean we shouldn't listen to what they're saying. Somewhere, I think, am I correct that somewhere in the scriptures it says, follow, where Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ, I think. So it's good for men to speak and for us to listen to men. And to sometimes it's good to do what they say. But we can't start, like, following them. Okay, now I want to give some doctrinal examples of where people started to follow men. Particular doctrines. One that there has been quite a lot of groups, especially occultic groups, that have gone off track is sexual purity. We have the Oneida group we were just talking about recently. they got into some crazy marriage ideas. The whole group of them did. Because they were starting to follow this guy. The charity churches. If I have it right, at one point, there was a bunch of missionaries over in Africa. And they, the ministers wanted these missionary girls to go and minister to I guess, school. Guys that were naked.
They went to school.
Whatever it was. And the girls didn't want to do it.
Well, they were required to sit in and listen to sex education.
They were required to do it because the minister said to. They can get really off track when they start following men. I read a storybook once about a man in Tennessee, and it's been like probably could be 10 years. I don't know. I lose track of time since I read the book, so I don't remember all the details, but I do remember there was this cult that started in Tennessee by this one guy, and they made this intentional community, and people started following this guy, and it started out pretty good. But it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse until they basically said no marriage, which is not right. So we want to not do that, but rather keep our focus on the rock. Clothing's another one that there's different groups that get way off track about how you should dress. And a lot of it's based on what everybody says. The Mennonites are a big example of that. Color, style, even on the cars. You gotta drive a black car, why? Oh, because the church says so. They start following each other around in circles instead of following Christ. Instead of doing that, let's hold to the principles that God says. There's different things like not adorning, adequate cover, basically modesty, cleanliness would be in part of modesty, head covering. So let's build on the solid foundation. And I'm just giving a few examples here. There's lots more. Child training is another one. God says, teach them, love them, don't provoke them to wrath. The rod is in place. That's all things God says. But then there's men have their opinions, and there's hordes of them out there. This one and that one. Some say you should punish instant, like you're training a horse. And then there's others say, no, you should take your time and explain why, and then spank the child. And then sit and explain them again, make sure they understand why. So you have one person says this way, and another person says that way. And my, for a young parent, it can be really confusing. Like, what should you do? Well, I got looking in the scriptures, and you know, it doesn't say which way, either one. So, it's good to think about them things, but we need to be careful when we start building doctrines on what this book says, or what that book says, or whatever. It's good to think about it. I mean, some of that's wisdom. But we got to be careful when we start building doctrines on other than what Jesus says. Prophecy would be another example. Military. On and on. There's all sorts of doctrines where people get screwed up when they start listening. Oh, this person says that or whatever. So let's not build on what men say. I think that's probably the biggest sand foundation there is. Of not building on Christ's sayings, what Jesus said. He that doeth not these sayings, he will liken them to a sand. Okay, and then the other one that I was going to elaborate on quite a lot, and I had it in my outline, and then when I was studying, I missed it somehow, and this morning, about 9:15, I looked at my notes, and I was like, oh, I skipped that whole section. So I got one scripture verse I looked up quick, and that's about yourself, building on your own opinions, on your own self. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So it is important that we remember that we are not our own. We are God's. And so we need to always be yielding our will. What does God say? What does God say? Instead of, I think it should be this way. It doesn't make sense or whatever. If God says it, let's focus on that. So when questions come, when we need to make these decisions, when we want to decide what's right, let's go and study. Study what God says. Let's ask Him for wisdom. James chapter 1 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And I've done that already. And just recently I got thinking, instead of just asking for just wisdom, I want to ask for heavenly wisdom. Because we could get all kinds of wisdom about how to build a fancy doodlebug or whatever, or put an engine in a Kubota, you name it. But what really matters is that we have that heavenly wisdom, that we can know how to teach others to follow Christ, that they can have a fulfilled life. So, build your life on the truth of God's Word.
Workers on a building rare, building for eternity. Workers, let us use great care, building for eternity. Some are rich and some are poor, some are careless, some are sure. Workmen, will your toil endure, building for eternity. Some work on the shifting sand, building for eternity. But in storms of work can't stand, building for eternity. Some are beggars, poor like me, yet a workman true you see, seeking heaven pure and free, building for eternity. Labor
sand.
My anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant and blood, support me and the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Yes,
oh, his covenant and blood support me and the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.